Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about how the laws of building a wall between two properties also would apply to a vegetable garden or to a grain field. It talks about the need for neighbors to collaborate in certain instances in order to divide up property. Here we'll talk about a case where a man was purchasing a garden that was attached to a bigger garden. In a way, he's annexing that new garden off and making it his own. And he wants, and a wall is going to be built between those two gardens, or the standard case, like last Mishnah, where two partners are agreeing to divide up a garden and build a wall in between them. Mishnah says, Vechen, begina, makom shenhagu ligdor mehayavin otol. With a vegetable garden, it's considered to be a place where a person wants privacy, and if the custom was to build a wall in between so the outside people can't see, we require the neighbors to collaborate and to build a wall separating the two halves of the garden so that people from the outside won't look into the garden, notice the fully ripe, beautiful vegetables, and cause ayin hara. We want to make sure that nobody wishes evil onto this man, and therefore we build a wall in between them, and of course they'd have to share the land under that wall. Both neighbors would have to contribute to this wall being built. Aval bebik'ah, makom shenhagu shelo ligdor, en mehayavin oto. But we're talking about a valley, a grain field, where the custom was not to build a wall because of the ayin hara, because people didn't want to look. We didn't require them to build a wall. When it comes to a grain field, there's not much of a problem of people looking in and being jealous of your field. The ripe grain was only there for a very short amount of time, so that was not really a chashash. It wasn't really something the hachamim were nervous about, because people weren't really going to look in for that brief period of time, as opposed to a vegetable garden. A vegetable garden has all different types of vegetables that become ripe at all different times, and therefore damage could happen through ayin hara, so a wall was needed for the vegetables, but not for the bik'ah, not for the grain field. Ela im rotzeh, kones letoch shelo ubone, ve'oseh hazit mibachutz. But if somebody wanted to build a wall around their grain field to prevent people from looking in and causing them ayin hara, the wall that they would build would have to be on their side of the fence, on their own property. They'd have to build it within. They wouldn't be able to coerce or force their neighbor to also have the fence or the wall built on his side of the property. He would have to build it on his own materials because it wasn't considered to be a necessity. And when he built that wall, he could put a sign on the outside of the wall to show that it was his wall, that he built it himself. And we'll say why that matters. Why does it matter? That why should he put a sign? Lefichach im nafala kotel hamakom ve'avanim shelo. Because if the wall eventually falls down on around that grain field, we say, oh, there was a sign there, and that sign tells us that the wall was built by the person who had the grain field. And therefore, since he built it alone, he didn't collaborate with one of his neighbors, the land under it and the stones do continue to belong to him. But im asu midat shenehen bonin et hakotel ba'emsa. But if both of these owners, the neighbors who had grain fields next to each other, if they collaborated and they built a dividing wall between both of them, then they would build that wall in the middle. Each one of them, each neighbor, contributing a small piece of his land, and the wall being built on top of them. Ve'osin hazit mikan umikan, and they would put a sign on both sides of the wall indicating that they both contributed to the building of this wall, and they did it together. Lefichach im nafal hakotel hamakom ve'avanim shel shenehem. And as a result of that, if the wall eventually fell down and there was a double sign on both sides, so people knew that they both built it together, they would divide up the land and the stones equally between them.